All right, here we are, Module 7, Part 2. This is really anchoring in more of what we learned. In the last section, we went deep on the happiness hacks and habits we can implement in our life where we realize we don't have to wait for happiness until the success happens. In fact, what if we reversed it? What if we unlocked more happiness that lives inside of us and the success actually came quicker and we got to enjoy the journey a little more? I know, smell the roses along the way, but we forget that. I know I do. I know I will beat myself up and prolong my happiness. Like when I do that thing, when this changes, when they agree with me, when the money comes in, when the deal happens, when there's more people working on my team, when I launch my course, then I could feel like, but what if you could feel like it right this moment and that happens so much faster? I just said it twice in two different ways because I really want to anchor it in because I wish someone would have pushed me on this topic. I think my entire 20s, I prolonged happiness. Now, did I have fun? Of course, I went out and partied and with friends and did cool stuff. But I feel like the internal happiness, not the external stuff, not the smile on your phone, yay, having a great time on vacation. Not that. I'm talking about you wake up in the morning and you go, I'm good. I'm good. And I'm going to my next level and there's nothing stopping me. So in this second part of Module 7, I really want to anchor in, like I said, a lot of what we've done and take it to a whole nother level. But to go forward, I want to revisit something looking backwards, right in the beginning of the accelerated success formula, right in the beginning of the course, we went through the clarity tool, which is getting really honest what our current status is. Like, what's going on in your life right now? Why are you a part of this course, right? If we're honest with ourselves, we really can expose the things that can fuel us, right? That sometimes we do say, I should be grateful. I'm blessed. I'm fortunate. Of course you are. We all are. I said that to you. But it doesn't mean that God, the universe, didn't give you a whole nother gear, five more gears. And I think we're meant to evolve through those. I can't say it enough. If we're not climbing, we're sliding. If we're not growing, we're dying. We're meant to take uncomfortable action, charter new territory, explore new areas of life. That's what makes us have a fulfilled life at the end of our life, not say, oh, I kind of played small. So I want to revisit that because I watched all the breakthroughs. I know that you guys doing the training and playing full out because I know you are. When you do it, you're like, wow, if I get real and raw, that is motivation to move, right? And then we went, if it was a year from now, and everything in your life was the best it could be, what does that look like? And then we talked about the emotional connection of why is it that you want it? And then the last thing, or what are the capabilities you need? Now, we're gonna go through this kind of quick, but I want you to grab this clarity tool now, and it's exactly the same. And it's in your toolbox. It's exactly the same, except there's just one word added. Just one word. Now. So if you're completely honest with yourself now, as my team wrote in the training, if you're dirt honest with yourself now, has it changed a little? Now that we've dug deep, now that we identified a story that had been holding you back, now that we identified and did the seven levels deep, now that we've gone through this journey together of understanding the villain and the inner hero, if you're brutally honest with yourself now, towards the end of this training, what does it look like? Now, I'm gonna give you permission at any time in this section to just hit pause. Just hit pause and do the work, right? So, and you could compare. If you did the clarity tool in the beginning, now that we've spent more time together, now that you've been a part of this transformation, I hope to see you, right? It's not about transforming and bonding with me. It's about you exposing your next level, identifying what held you back, knowing what'll fuel you, right? So if you're honest with yourself right this minute, where are you in your health, your finances, your relationship, your business? At any time, you can stop, compare, and write new. The next part of the tool is the one-year look back, right? And that is looking back on the best year of your life. And that's where we get clarity on where it is we really want to go. We create our compelling future. We create our future in advance. Remember we talked about sometimes it's so crazy busy with cell phones and all the things in front of us that looking forward, setting our goals can be like looking through a cloud. But if we take ourselves out of the cloud and pretend it's a year from now and look back and say, it's the best year of my life. what does that look like with my health, my finances, my relationship, my business, my income, my passion, intimacy, connection with children, whatever it is. If it was the best year of your life, we said, look back. Now, I hope you did this in the beginning, but here's what I'm hoping. Your mind expanded. Where you can go grew. What level of happiness, joy, abundance, especially we just got done with the happiness habits. Your level of happiness could grow. Your level of income, I hope, is bigger than you thought. Your level of impact is bigger. So now I want you to do a one-year look back and thinking, where am I now, right? It's a year from now. You're looking back. It's the best year of your life. I would bet to say, and this is the cool part, is it's going to grow just while you're going through the course. You could stretch your limits, and you should. Because it's possible. Anything's possible when we get this right, right? So at any time, I'm going through this kind of quick, at any time, you could pause this and say, let me look what I wrote in the beginning of this course, but let me rewrite it now. If it's the same, awesome, but I bet you it's stretched. And the next piece is your why. Now, we did this in the beginning. I hope you wrote down why, and then all of a sudden we did mind-blowing seven levels deep that Joe Stump gave me that changed my life. I hope it really impacted your life. I watched, fortunate enough to have so many people live while I'm doing this course, and I watched hundreds and hundreds, potentially thousands of people get really emotional and really have breakthroughs. I hope that was you too. And I'm not saying, you know, I want you to cry, but as one of my students says, if your why doesn't make you cry, go deeper, right? I want you that emotional attachment. So now when you write your why, I guarantee it's different than when you first started this course. So at any moment, again, going through the clarity tool, it's exactly the same, except what's your why now? We added one word, now. Again, stop at any time and write in that why. And then the last piece is, what are the capabilities you need now, right? Again, our mind expands, it stretches, it grows. You know, maybe you wanted capabilities just to start the business. Now you're saying, no, I'm definitely starting. I also want to gain the capabilities to grow this business, better marketing skills, enter the knowledge industry, get a better team that works underneath me. I don't know what it is you want to do, but this is a time to say, what are the real capabilities? I just went through this course. If you're here, congratulations for being an action taker, not someone who talks about wanting more, not someone who just thinks about wanting more, not someone who complains they're not getting more, someone who goes for it. You put in the hours and hours and hours to go through this course. You're here, you're doing the exercises. That's completely different than someone that's just sitting home saying, why don't I have more? I deserve more. You deserve more if you go get more, if you gain more capabilities. What are the capabilities you need now to go from where you are to where you want to be? The bridge, right? During this course, my whole job was to give you elements of that bridge. But if you want to scale your income, grow your company, start a new company, you got to find who's already done it. Who's already done it? Gain those capabilities, learn from them, and start off where they left off. So that's this little section to really anchor it in. It's really the clarity tool with a now after, and feel free to stop at any time and do this exercise again and compare the two. I've done this multiple times and I'm always like, oh my God, I was thinking so small earlier. Look where I'm thinking now. Or my thinking wasn't so clear in the beginning of this course. I mean, it was good, but it was all over the place. Now it's very defined. This is how my relationships are going to be. This is how my income is going to be. This is how my happiness is going to be. This is how my joy and revenue and all those pieces are going to be. And the more clear you are, right, I've said it a bunch of times through this training, is fuzzy targets don't get hit. So go ahead and pause this right now if you haven't already. Fill this in, compare, and we'll be back with the second part of this module. Okay, to finish off module 7, I want to go to our last exercise, the 90-day sprint. Because what do they say about Kaizen? How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. I hope no one's eating elephants, but you know, you get the point. How do you win a 1,000-mile race? One step at a time. How do you transform your life, reach that full potential? One piece at a time. So we talked about in the clarity tool in the beginning, in the clarity tool that we did with the extra word now, right? We got that big picture, but I want to narrow it down. I want to take the many steps down to the first few steps. And that's the 90-day sprint. You see, sheer willpower alone will not take you there. I hope I motivated you. I hope you gained so many new capabilities or just sharpened the tool on the capabilities you already know. I know some of what I share is just a great reminder service, but isn't that why we're here, right? To remind you of who you're supposed to be. Because right now, if you look at this whole thing and you have all these incredible notes, the worst thing would be is I'm gonna just white knuckle willpower and make it happen, try to tackle all of it, and it's like a damn New Year's resolution that doesn't come to fruition, doesn't become a reality. That's not acceptable. We've spent too much time together. I want this to be the course that shifts and course corrects. Again, not that you were having a miserable life, but sometimes we get caught in that rut like we talked about, that hypnotic rhythm of life. I just wanna bounce you out of that and allow you to unleash your inner hero, to unlock that next level of you that lives inside. So what I want to do is I want to kind of break down, we talked about your 1 year, where you want to be, best year of your life. I want you right now to take out the 90-day sprint tool. You have access to this tool. Of course, you can do it in your journal or a piece of paper that's in front of you, but I'm going to go through this tool with you. A lot of the tools I just say at the end, right? We go through kind of the story, teach, tool framework, right? That Tony and I teach, and that allows hopefully for you to get inspired, understand why I'm good at that piece. You learn something, then we anchor it in with the tool. But this one, I'm going to go through line by line, because I'm going to break it down of if we're going to get to the best year of our lives, the best decade of our lives, and just our best lives ever, right? At the end of our life, we say, I lived my best life. We have to be able to live tomorrow as our best life. And the next 30 days, the next 60 days, next 90 days. So what we're gonna do is, if you thought through, the reason I wanted you to go through the clarity tool again is because now we're gonna take the piece, instead of doing 1 year, we're gonna shrink that to what would life look like if the next 90 days were the best 90 days of your life. And this is, again, this one I'm not shooting in front of a live audience on purpose, because I want you to be able to stop at any time. Now, if you're listening to this at the gym or you're listening in the car, that's okay. Just listen through it, but come back and do this, or hit pause while you're in the gym and think through it, or while you're driving, hit pause and think through it, because 90 days is attainable. Think about it. You could do anything for 90 days. And if we can do it for 90 days, could we do it for 180 days? Could we do it for 360 days? Could we do it for 3,600 days? Of course we can, right? So this is how we're gonna break it down. So if you got the sheet out, great. You already know what the best year of your life looks like, but we're gonna talk about what specifically happened during the past 90 days. What has changed in your job, your business, your relationship, and your community? Now, this is the art of teaching you something that really was difficult for me. I have to be honest with you. When I looked through this lens, I couldn't get it at first. But when I did, it changed everything. And what are you saying? You're saying, like, what do you mean? Do you not understand? Is every time I thought about what specifically happened during the past 90 days, I was looking from here forward. Okay, in the next 90 days, I'm getting this right. I am launching the business. I'm going to share what I know. I am going to, you know, build a better team. I'm going to sell more product. I'm going to launch the next business that I have. We start looking, hear that terminology? I'm looking forward. That's just the way our brains are designed. Like, we're pushing forward, and when you look forward, sometimes it gets heavy, it gets overwhelming. That's not what this is about. This is the same thing I taught you with the 1 year. It's 90 days from today. Look at your calendar. Right now, it's the date. Go on your phone, look in your calendar, and look what 90 days are. Go 30, 60, 90, boom. It's that day, right? It's March 18th, it's September 2nd, it's November 21st, it's January 15th. Whatever the day is in 90 days, and you're looking back, and you say, what specifically happened? What happened in my life? What changed in my job, my career, my relationships, my community? Then, if you can, you hit pause. If you can't right now, I want you to think about it. Like, oh, 90 days. All right, I'm down 10 pounds. I'm hitting the gym 6 days a week. You know what? I treated the last 90 days in my relationship like it was the first 90 days, and man, our relationship is on fire. I walk in the room, my husband lights up. He can't wait to put his hands all over me. Oh my God, in the last 90 days, I launched my information business. I have my course online. I'm selling 10 courses a week. Oh my God, I love impacting lives. I love changing lives. Oh my God, I put 20 amazing people on my team and we're selling and impacting lives. I launched a new pizza restaurant. Like, It happened. You need to envision this as if it was real because your subconscious doesn't know the difference. Now, if you notice, we did this big picture. Now I want you to refine it. Fuzzy targets don't get hit. Define what that looks like. Again, if you're not driving, you can pause this at any time and write it down. If you are and you can't right now, come back to this section. It really will make a difference. Number two is, what success habits have you introduced into your life? What habits did you replace that weren't serving you well? Oh my God, the last 90 days were amazing. I stopped letting myself get sucked into social media. I used to do 2 hours a day. Now I do 2 hours a week. The only social media I'm doing is it fuels my business. Oh my God, I have a new habit of every day waking up and kissing my wife on the forehead and telling her I love her and appreciating her for who she is. Oh my God, I can't believe the last 90 days, every day I woke up without looking at my phone and I set my goals. I practice gratitude. I know my wins the day before and the day of. I've been working out every single day. Oh my God, it feels incredible, right? I finally overcame that imposter syndrome and I'm doing the live trainings every single week that I've been wanting to do for a long time, right? You see what I mean? It's a different terminology. It sounds almost weird. It's like, but it didn't happen yet. Of course, but we're telling our brain it happens and we have the opportunity to get it so much faster when we do that. So again, I'm not gonna say it again. Pause anytime you want or do it later, but think through this and write it down when you can. You know, when you write it down, exponentially impacts the outcome, right? When you write it down. The third one is, how did you get these new success habits in your life? What actions did you take to make these things happen? What did you say or do to create this change or that created this change? Right? We're looking through. Remember, what did I talk about everything we do in this course? It's about going upstream. It's finding the core. It's not just saying, oh, I changed a habit. I work out every day now. But what did you do? Did you anchor in that you want your kids to see a good example of you working out? That you want to live longer for your husband or your wife? That you just want to feel better about yourself when you look in the mirror? Like, not only did you make the change, what did you do so the change stays there? You see, we're dissecting it. That's what we've done through this entire course, is dissect each piece so you understand. It's not just you have an illness and here's the drug to help you fight the illness. It's like, no, here's the illness. Here's where it came from. Here's how you could solve it. Remember the story? Here's why the doctors or the people are in the river drowning. You could try to save those people. You can go upstream and see who's throwing them in. Each thing we do, I hope you see, I want to go upstream and find out why, where, how. And when you do, you won't let it back into your life, right? The fourth one, with all these positive shifts and accomplishments, how do you feel emotionally? Where's your confidence level, your happiness level? Who do you see when you look in the mirror? Oh, this gives me goosebumps, right? It's not looking forward. I'm gonna be confident. I'm gonna feel amazing. I'm gonna be happy. No. That's the cloud. That's looking from here to there. It's 90 days from now. Remember, we looked at the calendar. What is the date? And you're going, I can't believe my confidence level is back to where it used to be, or a level I've never had before. When I look in the mirror, I don't say, oh, we're missing it. We say, we're getting it. Oh my God, I've grown so much. I've navigated new territory. I've overcome my biggest fears. It feels amazing. My courage level, I think I could do anything. I'm ready to jump out of the plane, grow wings on the way down. I thought I was gonna do X in my business. Oh my God, I'm going to a whole nother level. I didn't even know I was gonna launch a business like this. I am. Right? Let yourself feel it. Feel the emotion, right? You went through the seven levels deep. This is the same kind of emotions. You tapped into that. Tap into your heart in this section. The fifth one, who are you spending more time with and who are you spending less time with? Remember, we talked about the importance of bad advice. We talked about surrounding yourself with the right people. If you don't have people in your life at this very moment that encourage your dreams, then hang out with people online. Hang out with the people in the Facebook group that are a part of this course that will inspire and push you and challenge you and support your dreams, right? Find groups, find people. And there's also the people that you might want to spend less time with. And it's not like I'm going to spend less time with, I'm going to join those groups, right? It's 90 days. I'm spending more time in this Facebook group. I'm calling this person. I'm not really spending a lot of time with those energy drainers in my life who rob my emotions, who rob my desires, rob my dreams, make me feel bad about myself, make me feel like a dreamer, even worse yet, make me turn down my glow so I match them. Again, at any time, stop this and write this down or think through it, but come back and write these things down. This is your life. This isn't about me. This is about you. These are the things, I promise you, that shift the most happy, most successful people in the world from where they were to where they are. So you can either say, ah, or absolutely. You get to decide. And the last one, what is your state of mind like? What are you grateful for? This is just where you, I mean, if you want to do it as a closed eye exercise, this is where you go, oh my God, this it's 90 days from now, I'm looking back. Oh my God, I'm feeling so grateful for God. I'm feeling so grateful for my family. I'm so grateful for the abundance that's coming in. I'm so grateful that I wake up feeling alive for the first time ever. I wake up, you know, not feeling depressed, not feeling sad. I wake up knowing where I want to go. I've adopted a new story in my life that gives makes the hair on my arms stand up, makes me feel alive, right? Flood yourself with these emotions. In fact, here's what we're going to do. As we come to an end of the second part of module 7, I want you to, this like officially right now, stop. If you can't write things down, if you're at the gym, if you're on the treadmill, if you're in the car, I understand. But if you're not, either way, stop this right now. And I want you to take at least 5 minutes and flood yourself with the feelings of what you accomplished the last 90 days. Oh my God, look at you. Look at what you've done. Look at where you're going. Okay, take that time right now and do that. Flood yourself with these emotions, and I'll be back after the break. I really hope you took the time to feel those emotions. I hope you're just on fire right now, feeling what could happen, where you can be, and how it feels to be in that spot in 90 days from today. And I want to give you a quick little hack here that can start that momentum right this very second. You see, we always set one-year goals, 90-day goals. I want you to set a goal right now that you're going to do something to move you forward towards what you wrote down to accomplish that 90-day sprint. I want you to write down something you can do in the next 24 hours. And then I want you to write down something you can do in the next 7 days. Then something else you could do in the next 14 days, something in the next 30 days, something in the next 60 days, and what you're gonna do in the next 90 days. Like literally, write that down. Next 24 hours, I'm registering the URL. I'm signing up for the training. I'm gonna take action. I'm making the phone call. I'm finally saying no. I'm saying yes. I'm making this decision. All momentum starts by starting. Don't say I'm next week or the third week of November, the third week of September. No, today. 24 hours, 7 days, 14 days, 30, 60, 90. Write that down. That's the end of module 7, and I'll see you in the last section.